Listener Production.
Hey, it's Lee Jollo. Lucendale Southeast Field Day starts today and will go into tomorrow. The agriculture event is bringing more than 500 exhibitors to the area to showcase the latest in agricultural products, equipment and services. Chairman Kevin Barker is expecting more than 22,000 people to attend. He says there'll be something for everyone.
Most of it's for the agriculture, but there's also a lot of indoor exhibits of all the different sorts of trades and different sort of household items, craft, as well as entertainment.
City of Mount Gambier, alongside traditional owners and cultural leaders, has announced the implementation of dual names for six important cultural sites. This milestone was achieved after receiving formal approval from the Government of South Australia. Boandic Elder Auntie Michelle Jacqueline Furr says it stokes real cultural pride.
A sense of, we know that people are taking note. They're saying, we care about you and we're going to bring your language back to stand alongside the language that is spoken today.
As the cost of energy rises across the state, AC Care's Trish Spark says it's another blow for those already struggling with the cost of living crisis. With energy prices expected to jump by 23%, she says another big issue facing the people of the Limestone Coast is housing.
People trying to find housing that is affordable. So we're having a lot of people not being able to continue on their lease once that runs out and the rents are going up anywhere from, you know, $50 a week to over $100, and people just aren't able to do that.
Sorrento's Cafe Mount Gambier has picked up a national honour awarded the Australian Good Food Guide Reader's Choice Award. It came as even more of a surprise given Sorrento's cafe owner Amanda Hudson didn't even know they'd been nominated. To sport now, when cricket is done and it's starting to feel like the football and netball season. It gets underway tonight with West Gambier's footy side to host a trial match against Mount Burr. The first bounce will be at 6 p.m. and there'll be five 18-minute quarters.